Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can also stream us live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on Monumental Sports. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We got an update from Cakes about an hour ago. If you missed it, grab the podcast. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Just use the term Sports Junkies. Cakes heading home. He was at the Vegas airport.
He's on the plane right now.
Cashed $17,500 in the World Series of Poker. So congrats to Cakes. Grab that podcast if you missed it. Right now, we open up the entertainment page.
Entertainment page driven by BMW. Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the top dog over there, the general manager. She'll set you up with a sales assistant, and you'll be off and running. Of course, you can check out their entire selection online at BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, of course, mention me. You will not regret it, I promise. Drabby, did you get a follicular unit extraction? Was that the procedure that was done for you?
Yeah, FUE.
FUE.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess the old school model was of FUT.
Correct, yeah.
Follicular unit transplant.
Why?
Where they take like a chunk, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I guess they're suggesting that's maybe what Tiger had a few times. An FUT?
Possibly, if he got it done. People still do it. It's not as popular.
Mm-hmm. It leaves a big scar and everything.
It leaves a scar. Dr. Berker and I talked about that before, and we decided on FUE for now.
Yeah.
But you can get more grafts if you do the scar version, the
right.
FUT.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's
the FUT more, so it's more painful?
It's just more invasive. Yeah. And you're going to have a scar. You got to grow your hair out to cover it.
Instead of taking out each individual follicle, they take out a chunk.
Right.
And then you have a big ass scar, and they're pointing that they're looking at Tiger Woods' pictures, and they're speculating on when he's had these various procedures. But there's one guy, and obviously Tiger's not a patient of his. He's just looking at pictures through the years. But he's claiming, Drabby, that Tiger did this stuff too early, and that's why he looks nubs now when he takes his hat off.
Is the Tiger tracker still in business?
Nope.
No.
Done. That was Dunsky quite a while ago. Even. Yeah, I'm not even sure. It might even been done before he won the Masters in 2019.
Really?
Yeah, it's been done for a while. Been different guys at track. But you'd be stunned. There's a Jordan Spieth tracker, a Ricky Fowler tracker. All the big guys, they got trackers. I'm sure there's a Scottie Scheffler tracker. I still follow some of those guys. And with their horse, is playing bad, they're actually kind of hilarious to watch.
Yeah,
they get so bitter.
But you know, it's alliterative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was Tiger.
Right.
Yeah, he does have bad hair. Really
his
bad.
Hair does look bad.
Yeah.
How's his leg?
Oh, that ain't gonna be good ever.
His head looks like pubes.
Yeah.
The picture I'm looking at. Or you look the Daily Mail
one.
Yeah,
it looks terrible.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Is his leg still super skinny, the one leg?
Oh, that leg is busted forever. I mean, it's like a mini version of Alex Smith's
leg. He's lucky to have it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a nubber. It's a spindly nubber. Barely, I mean, yeah. Lucky to have it. It'll never be normal.
When's the next season of, I already forgot the name of it.
Full Swing?
No, the Tiger League, TGL.
Oh. I don't know. That's a good question. Probably after all the majors and everything. I actually do enjoy it. I love having it on the background.
When did that start? In December, maybe?
It's not something that I'm dying for, but I like having it on the background. I'm a geek for the numbers. The problem is he's partnered with a company whose launch monitor stinks. He's partnered with Full Swing, and so that's the launch monitor that they use. And so these guys, every once in a while, you know, he's like, I don't hit an 8-iron that far. Like, and you know, it just ruins everything, you know? They need to use a better launch monitor, but I don't think that they are. All right, this is an interesting story, and this is only going to happen more often than not. And in fact, we should task Marr with doing something like this. There's a band out there with more than 1 million Spotify listeners that's now revealed it's entirely AI generated. It's not even a real band.
So they finally admitted it.
Yeah, I guess it's only been around for a month or two, but it the debut album earned a million listeners.
It was surging up the charts.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had to
admit. I saw the picture
of them. The band was fake. The individual bios, it's all fake. It's all AI generated.
What's the name of the band and song again? I was gonna
Floating on Echoes.
Yeah.
The Velvet Sundown.
Can we play a song?
Yeah, yeah. He's going to play a song. All AI generated.
All fake.
And we've talked about this before. There are guys that AI generate, like hot chicks, and make OnlyFans accounts for them. Or Instagram accounts.
How did people find out that? Because they looked at the picture. There were some things in the picture that
maybe,
just didn't add up.
Maybe. I feel like when
picture
I look
of
at...
Picture of the band.
Yeah, I feel like when I look at a lot of stuff, you could tell it's AI, but you know, some of the stuff...
Yeah, I mean, it's AI.
I'll be honest. What do I care if it's a banger? If it's a cool song,
it just feels weird.
It would bother you?
Yeah, I don't think I can follow an AI generated band.
Are we sure this is the right band and song?
Show me a picture of it, I'll tell you.
The 60s-inspired rock and roll band, The Velvet Sundown, revealed on Sunday that nothing about it is real.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounded like The Doors or something like that to me.
Well, I'm sure that's what they tried to...
Yeah,
like,
that's The Velvet Sundown. That's the picture right there.
I mean, I don't love this particular song, but I wouldn't know the difference. I wouldn't listen to this go, this sounds fake. Sound like any other song to me.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
No, yeah, of course.
Wait, do they have AI morning shows?
Probably.
It's coming. Well,
I think they already do have that stuff. I think they already do. It's the DJs and AI partners and, yeah, like, it's all fake. Everything's fake. But
AI wouldn't have plucked Terry's IG and turned it into a whole segment.
Might not have been as good at it.
to figure out.
But Mike Marr, could you... Put together. Are you a ChatGPT guy yet?
A little bit. Not much.
All the other, you know, ChatGPT is almost kind of naive to say that because there's so many AI things, you know.
Well, I got an ear and an eye for AI. I can spot it a mile away. I can sniff it out.
Right.
I mean, like, listening to that garbage, that has nothing on the Eagles and the Stones. I mean, that is burning my ears apart listening
to
that.
So you hate that?
I hate that.
Right.
We might have to do a test.
But hold on, that was a terrible test. Yeah, but why don't we look? You're like our computer guy. I mean, just because you post YouTube videos, so you're the closest thing we got. Could you generate like a hot chick Instagram account?
I could damn well, you know, give it my best.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Wait. Why would I do that though?
To generate
money.
You get 100,000, 200,000 followers.
Well, that's just a weird angle.
Yeah, but there are guys doing it.
I saw one the other day.
It's catfishing to another level, right?
That has 1.6 million followers on Instagram.
And it's a fake thing.
Oh, it's butt fake.
Does it look butt fake? Or does it look like a hot chick? Like a really hot chick?
It's a little titillating.
It really is.
There's a couple girls. They're like bouncing up and down in the bathroom.
How did you notice?
Oh, they're actually moving pictures.
How did you notice that it was fake? Or does it say it on the description?
No, of course
they
not.
They don't say
no,
it.
No, you don't say it. You
pull
can just,
the wool
you
over
tell.
Your eyes.
I got a trained eye of many years of looking at videos on the internet.
I mean, what do they say the percentage of Twitter accounts that are like bots at this point? 30, 40, 50%? I mean, it's remarkably fake. The interaction you're getting with people. We're interacting with people, and it's just fake.
Elon's got to do a little scrubbing, because anytime I click on a tweet and then I scroll down to look at the thread, 50% of it is
just fake.
AI, BS, some random chick promoting OnlyFans. There's a time and a place for that.
Right.
Not every tweet is that place.
Right. So anyway, interesting. So if you're into the Velvet Sundown, you might want to know that it's actually a fake band, AI generated. So maybe stay away. I don't know. Maybe JP doesn't care if it's good music. It's
so
good
what
music.
Did they put out a whole album?
Yeah.
They put out a whole album.
Yeah, and they were getting a
ton of
listeners.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden now you're kind of in a pickle because people want to know who they are and they want to go see them.
They
want to
go see them in concert.
Yeah. Right? Get the merch. Everything. I guess you could still sell merch.
Probably still have a concert.
Did you
like
see
a DJ
who allegedly Tom Brady's been hanging out with?
I did.
We talked about
I think
this
it's
a
an
little
upgrade
bit.
On Sydney Sweeney. Well, it's an older woman.
Now, they're claiming that they're not dating, but they're clearly, they're at least hitting skins. I mean, they're like on boats, they're traveling. Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara. She's probably more age appropriate, right?
Although she's older than him,
probably a little bit older. She's probably in her 50s, right?
I just saw like a bikini picture of her. I mean, in phenomenal shape.
They say they're definitely not a couple, but they were seen about a week ago hanging out on a super yacht with. Could you imagine this? Can you imagine the weird life this is? Like all of a sudden you're on a yacht with Martha Stewart, Kendall Jenner, Naomi Campbell, Kate Hudson, one of Tom's former flings. Irina Shayk, is that how you say her name? I think she's like a model
or an
actress.
That was the one that was with Bradley Cooper before?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
It's just a mega wealthy and mega famous hanging out together.
Yeah, it's so weird.
She's 53.
Yeah. She looks fantastic. Looks unbelievable. Again, I saw another video of Rick Springfield. It's 74 or something. Rocking out with his shirt off. I mean, the guy looks like $1 billion.
He looks 20 years younger than he is.
He looks better than the Black Sabbath drummer.
Oh my God. Yeah, he looks like he's 35 years old. It's crazy. Bam Margera, I guess, is he clean again? He must be clean again because they put him back in the Tony Hawk, I guess, video game. And even though a doctor said his legs look like dry rotted rubber bands, due to alcohol and drug abuse back in 2013, he credits his wife for helping him build the strength back necessary to get back on his board. He's skating again, and he's in the video. And so I guess that means he's going to make some dough from that. Is there another Jackass movie that they're producing? Do we know that? Are they doing another one? I feel
hadn't
like they've done
that.
A few Jackass things lately, and he's maybe kind of been welcomed back.
I don't think so.
To the crew.
I think Jackass, was it 5? Was
that
the last
was it?
One. Yeah. That was the goodbye.
Gary Coleman's ex-wife. All right, this was weird. If you remember, he was married to this weird chick.
Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
Yes.
And he passed away, right?
He passed away. They say it was from complications from some sort of weird fall. But people close to Gary, they've always suspected that the wife maybe had something to do with it. There was like a weird 911 call that she was involved in where she reported it. And maybe people said like, I don't know, maybe like she waited too long. So anyway, there's a new show coming out on A&E called Lie Detector.
Huh.
Now, you guys have to be an absolute moron to go on this show, I think, and potentially face maybe some charges because they're saying that the ex-wife, Shannon Price, took a lie detector test and that she was asked questions about whether or not she had anything to do with the star's death. And she flunked everything, or it was at best inconclusive.
Yeah.
Like she gave very, very shady answers that instead of closing the door on the deal, it's now reopened the whole thing.
What was our lie detector?
Yeah,
what was his name? that came in studio to bust AWOD. He had an interesting name.
Yeah, forgot. Yeah, why remember. Would she agree? I mean, unless she knows she had nothing to do with it, why would she agree to do
I
that?
I don't know. It's just so dumb. She said I agreed because she just wanted to get it over with.
I mean, I guess you could fail it if you're just nervous about taking
it. You get paid and it means nothing.
Yeah, she's going on the show and, you know, I don't know. But I guess she maybe waited too long before she called 911.
Have you ever had sexual thoughts about Drab?
No.
Did he pass that one or fail that one? I can't remember what the part he failed. What's the part that he failed? About all the girls he's been with or something? Is that what
that
it was?
That he claimed that he had sex with double-digit women.
Oh, right.
That was
a big fail.
And then also, he got accepted. Didn't he fail? He got accepted to Maryland.
Did we ask him that, too?
Did he lie about his basketball resume, too? That he was
lied about everything.
Have you ever slept with a woman after taking her home from Don Tito's?
Yes.
What was the answer? Do you have the answer? No.
You mean, like, did he pass?
Yeah.
He failed that one.
Yeah.
What was the name of the lie detector guy?
Such a great bit.
I think his name was Smith. His name was like Mike Smith or John Smith or something.
Is there any idea? You guys are hanging out with Mar a little bit. Do you have any sense that Mar exaggerates like AWOD? He's not like AWOD, right? In that sense.
No, I don't think so.
Not complete opposite.
Yeah. Complete opposite. He admits his...
Honest to a fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He admits his failures.
Yeah, admits failures and success.
All right.
I no reason to not believe anything he says.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Good.
Full credibility.
I didn't know this happened. Yeah, turn it down. Lily Phillips, remember she's the OnlyFans star that's trying to compete with Bonnie Blue. I guess she claims she's done the unthinkable and she beat Bonnie Blue's world record of sleeping with 1,113 men in 12 hours. Mm. They had 1,000 men.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get in there for a few seconds.
Just lined up at the door.
Just lined up at the door.
Yeah, she's a winner.
Just get in there. What if you knew that person? I'm not going to say it was your daughter, but if it was like someone that you knew.
Well, I wouldn't.
Would you stop? Would you have to not be friends with them? Or like?
I mean, how could you be friends with someone like that?
I don't know.
I know. It's like the magic bird of horse.
Yeah, it's.
Have you ever lied to the junkies about showering every morning before coming to work?
No.
Yeah, he lied, right?
That was definitely a lie.
I mean, how do you even.
His voice.
That's how dumb he is. It's not even plausible.
Admit one lie.
I mean, admit that one. I mean, that was. It's not even plausible. Sean Diddy Combs, his sentencing has been set for October, Jason.
So he's going to be in jail for another 4 months?
Yes. They initially agreed to September 22nd sentencing date, but then something else happened, so now it's going to be October. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. And last but not least, Casey Anthony. This girl, I mean, right or wrong, she can't go anywhere without the photographers catching her. She was spotted in Manchester, New Hampshire, of all places. And she was, looks like she was on a date with some donk. And they were talking about hiking, and it looked like it was maybe like a first date. If you say you're in your mid-30s, maybe you're divorced, got a couple kids, you're back out in the market, and you run into Casey Anthony, and you have no idea who she is.
Would you date her?
Would you date her?
Oh, what does she look like?
And then you do a Google search.
So you don't know who she is.
But then you do a Google search after you went on one date, and you find out who she is.
I mean, I guess I would date her just if I didn't know the background. She's pretty attractive, right?
She's a reasonably attractive person, sure.
Yeah, I'd probably date her.
But then you found out that she probably killed her own kid. Could you still date her?
I would recognize her.
Probably not.
I don't think you can.
No.
She might probably kill you.
I would probably ghost her.
Yeah, he'd ghost her like you wouldn't believe.
Her hair is terrible, but
she's going super short.
Yeah.
Super short with that. All right, there you go. I entertained you.
800-636-1067 is the number. It is an open line. Thursday, your chance to steer the show. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.